all the way from New York City, co-host of LinkedIn Local NYC, communications
consultant,
and coach.
Go team.
Go team.
I'm Lila Smith, and you're watching Coffee with Kyles.
That was not the line.
I don't know. Do you want to give me a cue card?
Oh,
is that what it happened?
Are you drinking something with coffee with Kyles?
I'm drinking coffee with Kyles.
There you go. I'm Lila Smith, and I'm drinking coffee with Kyles.
Welcome to Coffee with Kyles, the show about entrepreneurs and creators twice a week.
Their journey, their show.
I'm KB.
And I'm KB.
And we're the Kyles. Cheers.
Cheers. So Lila, what are you drinking?
Coffee with Kyles.
Yeah, but what? How do you take your coffee? What is that?
This is an iced Americano, but I take it differently every day. I just never take sugar because I'm already sweet.
Oh, love that. All right, sweet.
That was super sweet.
That was.
Thanks.
So, in two words, what are you the most obsessed with in your professional life?
In my professional life and in the rest of my life, I am most obsessed with intentional communication.
Intentional communication. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Expand on that.
Means, you know, like Horton the elephant, mean what you say and you say what you meant, and elephants faithful 100%. Like Horton. Like, you gotta mean what you're saying, and when you know what you mean, and then you say it, then the people who you're talking to understand where you're coming from, and they're more willing to trust you, open up to you, and be open to your help, however it is that you can help them.
I have no idea what you mean, but I know where you're coming from.
Exactly. Almost exactly.
Yes,
I'll coach you through the rest.
Yes, absolutely. So,
I think that like people get hung up sometimes on exactly the words to say, and especially in any kind of stressful situation, and you can try to like memorize a script that you take around with you everywhere, or you can just try to remember a couple of key things, like how do you want to make those other people feel when you're talking to them so that they will be open to whatever it is that you're saying. And if you can just remember like to welcome, to embrace, to energize. Like, those are things that you guys have clearly had in your communication with me, even just so far this morning. So I feel a certain kind of way, and now I'm like open to talking to you, even on camera, which gives me the non-coffee jitters.
Yeah.
So whether you meant to do it or not, you know, you do it. I think everybody does it. But then putting a label on it, being aware of it, can make our communication more purposeful and then more effective.
Wow. I think I need to intentionally communicate something to you guys that I haven't been very intentional about.
Okay.
And that's caffeinated questions!
Oh my God!
Oh, wow. Just like that. Lila, this or that?
Yes, that.
It's, yeah.
Who or what?
Who?
Left or right?
Right.
Risk or monopoly?
Monopoly.
Clockwise or counterclockwise?
Clockwise.
Wood floors or granite countertops?
Granite countertops.
Elon Musk, Isaac Newton.
Isaac Newton.
One floor or upstairs?
Upstairs.
Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers.
Wayne Gretzky or Brett Hull?
Wayne Gretzky.
Audiobooks or physical books?
Physical books.
Dallas Cowboys or Houston Texans?
Dallas Cowboys. I'm sorry.
Space or the ocean?
The ocean!
Mulan or Cinderella?
Mulan.
Alright, where's the buzzer?
Home improvement or family matters?
Family matters.
Saved by the Bell or Sweet Valley High?
Sweet Valley High.
All right, it's time for an espresso shot. Lila, if you could drink coffee with anybody who has ever lived but is no longer living, who, what, and why? What would you talk about?
Like, for the first time ever drinking coffee with them that I've never had coffee with before?
They're not alive right now.
A dead person.
We're going to bring them back to life right now for 15 minutes to drink coffee. Who, what, and why?
I would like another 15 minutes with my Zadie, which is my grandfather. I have some questions to ask him that I just never got to because I always figured there'd be a lot of time. we had him for a very long time, so it just felt like he just would live forever, and then he didn't. So I kind of ran out of time on those, and I could use that extra 15 minutes. You know, the Zach Morris timeout.
Timeout.
Use that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the double espresso shot. If you, and before I go into this, let me just say first, we would like to prove that nobody's unreachable.
Nobody is unreachable.
So, with a double espresso shot, if you could have coffee with anyone who is alive today, who would that be? And what would you talk about at coffee?
Lacey McDowell in Montana. And this will happen. And she's not unreachable. And she makes me laugh, maybe more than anybody. And with nothing, like saying nothing. She's somebody that I connected to on LinkedIn. We sort of, around the same time, got involved in like the same kind of you can do it, we believe in you, be yourself posts. And just this guy, Jason Guest, who's in Australia, put us together with another woman, and he was like, you should know each other because you're all amazing. So we were writing and exploring like poetry and stuff like that, and we just clicked. But now I can just send her like a picture of an elephant, and the two of us will be laughing for days. So I would like to have some time with her in person, and it wouldn't matter what we were talking about.
Lacey McDowell, we are coming after you. Lila Smith wants to have coffee with you. This is your official...
And Kyle's.
But Lila Smith and Lacey, we're setting that up. Drinking coffee with Lacey and Lila.
Lacey, come
That's
have
right.
coffee with me.
And shout out to the Unlearned Show, which is what
shout
she's a part of.
Shout out to the Unlearned
yes.
Show.
Absolutely, Unlearned Crew. So with the final drop, which is a thought... This is your chance to... engage the audience, get their attention, ask them a question, challenge them. This is your show. So, you know, that's kind of a theme. So
final
coffee,
drop,
Kyle's
coffee.
Go for it. What's your final drop?
My final drop. I would like to ask you to consider whether you ever felt like you walked away from a communication interaction saying, well, that's not what I meant, and they twisted my words, and that's not what I meant to say. Okay, what did you mean? I want to know if you can articulate that. What did you mean to say? Not what you didn't, but what did you mean in that moment? And what do you feel you did to make sure that person was in the right place to understand and receive your communication? Tell me about it.
Stud.
Tell me about it, stud.
Yep. So tell us about it. May the fourth be with you. Let's get the hell out of here, Chewie.
Let's go.
Does that make me Leia?
First
watch, Star Wars.
There it is.
That's perfect.
I don't even know what that was.